sea level rise in New Jersey is occurring at twice the global average. That's drowning out tidal salt marshes. Conservationists are working to restore those marshes in Cape May County. From WHYY's climate desk, Zoe Reed has more.
Tidal salt marshes along New Jersey's coast provide habitat for turtles and birds and protect communities from flooding. But more and more of these coastal wetlands are being lost to sea level rise, and they're drowning. The Wetlands Institute in Stone Harbor is working to restore 5 acres of tidal salt marsh at Scotch Bonnet Island. Their latest project involves elevating the salt marsh trail and protecting the diamondback terrapin turtles. Lenore Tedesco is the nonprofit's executive director.
That high ground is a really important place for diamondback terrapin nesting. We have a lot of coastal birds using that upland area as well. But with sea level rise, those areas are now starting to flood as well. So that's no longer as suitable a habitat as it had been in the past.
The Wetlands Institute will close on Tuesday for an overhaul of its building and temporarily relocate to the New Jersey Coastal Conservation Center. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.